Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The idea of working on the news, intelligent opportunities for us to discuss what's going on in the world, they abound. All you got to do is pay attention, and you can get in on it, too. How about that? How about this? New radio station, Richie, in Colorado. Brand new station. Molly, you've never worked for a station like this. Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, all of us are radio veterans. Actually, when you get right down to it, Richie's had the least experience of anybody on the air on this program.
What's that now?
I said, you have had the least amount of experience of any of us who work on this program in terms of radio. So
almost 20 years now. Yeah,
yeah, but that's, yeah,
that's nothing.
But it's only with me.
No, but yes, most of it.
No, but yes. All right, anyway, the point is that I have a new radio station to announce. And I'm not sure these people are affiliating with the Good Day program. It's called Weed Radio. I'm thinking of a
Nelson Chong.
No. Carlin.
George Carlin. Yeah.
Wacky Radio. Well, this is Weed Radio.
Will they have a hippy-dippy weatherman?
They may. Mm-hmm. There's quite a buzz about this radio station. It's called K-High. K-H-G-H 1580 Weed Radio.
What if you forget where it is on the dial?
1580?
Oh, okay. Right.
Where's that radio station?
Yeah.
At?
And I'm not kidding, by the way. This is a real radio station. This was a sports talk radio station. It changed. Good, Doug. That has changed. It is far out. That has changed its brand to K-High Radio, licensed to Colorado Springs, owned by Pilgrim Communication, operated by SoCal Radio. It has three programs through the day. They have guests that come in, Richie, interviews, discussions about the educational aspects, the awareness of, and the entertainment uses of marijuana. So this is not, this is sort of, according to the program director,
nothing's on early in the morning. They don't have a morning show.
No, they should put this program on.
Nobody be awake for it. No.
Blinds are pulled, so nobody knows whether it's day or night anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of marijuana users. There's a big culture itself. People think marijuana users are a bunch of lazy, hey bro, kinds of folks. So they wanted to add some intelligence and awareness, according to the program director, to what the culture really is. The host of the morning program is David Rodriguez. The show is called Wake and Bake.
Of course it is.
Dave's not here.
Oh my God. K-High show hosts say that they have been getting calls and social media postings from around the world. Wake and Bake.
Love it.
Oh my God.
That was wonderful. Okay, I've got their logo.
Yeah.
An old time radio with a Willie Nelson wig on it.
Yep.
With braids.
There you go. Let's see, some of the show's hosts. There's a lady, named Lesbie Honest, who's on. Dr. Trey is on the morning program. And a picture of Half of a Sunrise. A very interesting looking crew. So it's called K-High Radio. and Colorado Springs. I don't know how close we are to that. Any stations around there hopefully are not offended by me calling attention to the latest. This is a new format. We could change the Good Day program to be all high all the time. What do you think?
Well, you have your moments.
We have to change it.
You're right.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's see. While we're in Colorado, the Denver police say, quote, "We prefer not to be buzzkills this weekend. Low number of arrests at public parties celebrating the recreational use of pot. This is the first weekend in Colorado where there have been organized parties. Because spring has sprung, the grass is riz, literally. I wonder where my grass is." And so there were a lot of police that were on duty, apparently, because of these parties, but no incidents were reported. That's kind of like the no news is good news, right? If you have no news, then why are we even reporting this? Well, it was an event that took place this weekend.
And it is good news. And it is kind of important to have when things don't go wrong.
I suppose.
Right?
The good news is nothing went wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. Peyton Manning is getting rich owning pizza joints. I'll tell you that, though.
Is he putting marijuana?
Oh, remember? No, remember he made the comment.
Doug.
He owns like 22.
It's oregano.
That's oregano.
Yeah. Oh. Papa John's restaurants.
Right.
And when they asked him about the new laws, and he says, "Well, all I can tell you is it's good for business."
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
Because of the munchies? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right. Yeah. So nobody, everybody here has tried marijuana but me, right? I don't know about Molly.
No comments.
Oh, yeah. I tried it.
Yeah. No, I mean, Richie, you tried it, didn't you?
You tried it. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. Kenny, you tried it.
Long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't inhale. I wonder if Hillary Clinton has ever tried it. What do you think? Wait, look
that
around at the crowd.
That would be a great question for somebody to ask at one of the press conferences.
Yeah.
Bill tried it.
Yeah, he said
were
he didn't.
You there?
Yeah.
Did you try it too?
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll get all the same questions he did.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers or briefs, remember that?
Can she play the saxophone?
You don't want to know the answer.
All right, 13 after the hour. In a moment, we will bring in Jim Osland, who is the editor of a new magazine called Rodale's Organic Life. Earth Day is tomorrow, so we start celebrating today. This is Earth Week, and I'm all about that. I'm happy to focus on things like this because they are so healthy and good for us to have a cognitive knowledge of what is going on with Mother Earth. So that's up next here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars. which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Hi, joining me and Molly and Richie and Kenny on the Good Day program is Jim Osland, who's the editor of a new magazine called Rodale's Organic Life. Formerly of Bravo TV's Top Chef Masters. This is a very interesting, vital sort of a magazine. I, Jim, am a farmer, a dairy farmer. I have not embraced organic in its titular sense. I do everything organically. I don't use anything chemical. I just don't want to go through the process because I found in my area of the business the organic label means nothing anymore. The government has ruined it. And so we focus on local and natural. You have just launched this magazine. What's the focus?
You know, it's interesting what you just said, because as we were conceptualizing the magazine, we thought of those two definitions of organic, the capital O one, which basically means, you know, USDA.
Means nothing anymore. Yeah, it means nothing. Yeah.
And then the smaller O, organic, which is really what we celebrate at the magazine,
good,
expanding the definition of organic to mean, you know, really for us, reducing or even eliminating all sorts of toxins and pollutants in our everyday lives, from things we clean our homes with.
The shame of this, Jim, is that we only seem to focus on Earth Day on these things instead of year-round. This is an effort, although more and more people are becoming aware of these things. This is something that ought to be taught in school, but you're going to go a long way. Hopefully, if people are going to sign up for the magazine, which I hope that they will do that, you can go, by the way, to rodalesorganiclife.com to sign up for the magazine or get more info. So this is a consumer magazine, and hopefully it will embrace the thing that is consumer. But do we have one thing? I guess I was going to say consumer-oriented, but is the consumer interested in just one side of this, one size fits all, when it comes to natural and organic?
Well, I love your question. I think that what we've tried to do with this magazine is really just create this really beautiful, positive, empowering print magazine, which, by the way, is available at newsstands all over the country, too. A magazine that really encourages folks to live mindfully by showing them very actionable, affordable, but also beautiful, gorgeous, top-dead beautiful things, ways that they can make their lives richer and more eco-friendly, mm-hmm, without feeling like they've done something wrong at every turn of the bend. You know, we very intentionally, there's no finger wagging in our magazine.
Yeah, that's annoying. That gets you no place. I noticed that there's an issue about cut flowers. Why? What the heck difference does it make whether cut flowers are organic or not? Eat them.
You're right. Well, maybe some people might, but no, definitely that's true. People don't in general eat cut flowers. And, you know, a lot of the cut flowers that we buy at the corner store, the supermarket, they may be very beautiful, but the fact is they're raised in really terrifically not great for our environment ways. And there is this movement afoot all over the world, not just here in America, but all over the world, to raise flowers often organically or absolutely in a more eco-friendly fashion.
That's the name of it. Okay, eco-friendly makes sense. Your ads are cool. You're about 30 seconds left here. I see that Subaru has a full-page ad that's focused on producing less waste, which is interesting.
Interesting, isn't it? How so much of corporate America is coming around to this idea of living more mindfully and living organic. How exciting is that, that our advertisers feel the same way?
There's a big move. It's a very important space, frankly. All right, so here's Rodale's Organic Life. Get it at newsstands or also go to the website, rodalesorganiclife.com. Jim Osland, thank you for being here. Happy Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Month, Earth Year. 21 after on Good Day.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You only love me for my big sunglasses and my Tony Lomas and my Dodge Dart Classic.
Miranda Lambert. Female Vocalist of the Year at the American Country Music Awards ceremony last night. I'm going to crank this up and maybe you can tell me the story of this song. Jennifer's not here, but it sounds like Molly knows her stuff, Richie, in this area.
You can't step to this backyard, swagger. You know, it ain't my fault when I'm walking, dogs dropping like a
country music fan, Miranda, good dog. Molly, a.k.a. Miranda.
Do you want me to be politically correct?
I want you to tell me what you feel. I don't care if it's politically correct or not.
All right. I like the old country music.
Yeah, me too.
More than this, because this is just a little poppy for me. I like George Strait. I love Johnny Cash. But the kind of older artists.
Yeah, Johnny Cash, Eddie Arnold, Lynn Anderson,
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton is in there. There are great John Gibson. The country from the 50s and 60s was great stuff. And there are now formats. There are country formats in some cities with a lot of country music that's classic country. Yeah.
Lil Bryant just looks like he cannot breathe in those jeans. he's trying to rock the.
That's the word. He's trying. That's right. He looks to me like he's trying.
Yeah.
Too hard. Entertainer of the Year at the American Music Awards. He won that last night. Let's see. What else did he win? Miranda seemed to do better than anybody else. She got Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year. And she also was one of the Milestone Award winners along with George Strait, Taylor Swift. I didn't see Taylor Swift winning much of anything.
She was a recipient of the 50th Anniversary Milestone Award.
Why? She's only 24.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
A lot, man. That girl's had a career in her short years.
Look at the people she's there with. George Strait, Garth Brooks, Kenny Chesney, Brooks and Dunn, Reba McEntire. They're all twice her age.
I will tell you what. She is one polished woman.
Who's that? Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. When she gets up and she does the acceptance speech, her mom was the one that kind of inducted her or whatever. And then she gets gets up and gives the speech, she is as clean and polished as they come. She knows her brand. She knows what she's supposed to do. She's got a smart head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Her mom told the story of when she was 16 or 17, wanting to go out with some guy, and the mother and the father both forbid it.
Hmm.
And she got mad, went up to her room, and wrote one of her big hits in 1 hour. Because she took those emotions and walked upstairs, wrote a song, and it ended up being like her first big hit.
Mm-hmm.
And just the girl's got it together, man. I hope she keeps it that way because she's a neat story.
I'm so envious of artists who can do that, who have pain or strife or whatever it is in their life that we all have, and they can just write something down and make millions off it where the rest of us just keep going through life and don't get a chance to turn it into anything.
Where the person is a mess everywhere else in their life.
Yeah.
And they can't keep it all together. But she can, and that's a hard thing to do. But that does seem to happen in country music. I mean, Miranda Lambert's been around for a long time, and you see Reba McEntire, and, you know, so that I'm sure there's problems there. But it was, Doug, I will tell you the one thing about the country award show, both Molly watched it last night and I watched it as well. That show moves quickly, and there's a lot of music. They please their audience. But the weird thing about it is that it took place in where the Dallas Cowboys play, in the dome where the Dallas Cowboys play.
Oh, did you pick up on that?
And
it was all Dallas.
Well, they had the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders ushering people on and off. They had Tony Romo give away a thing. So, I mean, they were screaming into the microphones because it was such a big venue. You felt like you were being screamed at home, and it was a little weird.
Yeah. I think there was too much attention. I was in and out of it. Too much attention paid to Dallas. Okay, well, anyway, there are many people listening who enjoyed it, so good for you. 28 after the hour, enjoy the Good Day program.
What money means to you impacts how you ask for it. Job and fundraising expert Laura Fredericks.
Does money mean opportunity, or does it mean taking away something? Does it mean how you were raised and you didn't have it, or other people had it? Does it mean freedom, or does it mean debts, bills, and what I can never achieve? And so your approach to money governs how you can ask, because if you don't have a good relationship with money, you're not going to be a good asker.
When you talk to your boss about a raise or solicit donations, your enthusiasm can be infectious.
So then when you ask for money, it becomes just an amazingly empowering and positive situation rather than I'm taking something away from somebody. And so when you approach it in a positive manner, you by and large get a pretty positive response, but it's all how you approach it. But you really have to think about what money means to you.
Laura Fredericks takes us through that touching negotiation for money this week on Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Her book is The Ask. I'm Aileen Ellis.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7788 at checkout. Code 7788.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 after the hour. We, including R. McFadden, M. Page, K. Kessler, D. Steffen, Molly. We have Molly. What's Molly's Molly?
My middle name?
Yes.
Her middle name is Molly. Her first name is Good Golly.
Really? Yeah, very nice.
Done and done.
Yeah. Huh. All right, so we don't get your middle name.
Michelle.
We'll call you an MMP. Paige, is your married name or your single name?
It is.
Keep. Go ahead.
I am unmarried.
I know, but you were. No, that's right. You never were married.
No. Yeah. I have a marriage phobia.
Oh, really?
I'm hanging on to that tight.
Lee.
Tightly.
Tightly. Yes, you're welcome. All right, so here's another intruder carrying a suspicious package. Arrested after climbing the White House fence. By the Secret Service, right on top of things. Fence climber was immediately taken into custody. How do you get over the fence, though, is the question.
It's only an 8-foot fence.
The paper reported, the Washington Post in the paper this morning said the incident took place around 10:30 last night. The south side faces the National Mall. Intruder's package was examined and found to be harmless.
No comment.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Here's something that will make you smile. One of those things, just one of the things about life. It's so wonderful. Here's the story of a 38-year-old woman. You can follow it at DougSteffen.com. Who was trying to find her birth mother. Surprise! You're working with her. Youngstown, Ohio. LaSonia Michelle Clark.
No way.
Requested records that were made available by the Ohio Department of Health. She learned her mother's name is Francine Simmons. She looked up on Facebook and saw that she worked at Infocision, a television service company. It happens that not only does her mother work there, but she works there too. She knew an employee named Francine. She reached out and got a phone call. She said, "I think I'm your daughter." She said that she always wanted to connect the mother with the daughter she gave up as a 15-year-old mother. Didn't know how to find her. Can you imagine the shock of finding how in the world? This is about God, really. This is about the universe. This is about things that happen that are supposed to happen, that just happen. And you think, wow, how could you have seen this coming? This was supposed to happen. And the fact that they're working at the same place.
And they live 6 minutes from each other.
Yeah.
So is it a small, what town is it?
Youngstown.
Youngstown, Ohio. Not that small.
No,
Youngstown's probably got, I'm going to guess, 150,000 people in Akron, Ken, Youngstown area.
So it all happened there. She was born there. She was She was given up for adoption there.
Yep.
Raised there.
Yep. What do you think?
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
I will tell you this. My daughter is adopted.
Mm-hmm.
150% believe she was meant to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt anywhere, anyway. She was meant to be with us.
Well, there you
and
go.
It's just, I don't know why.
But it's the business about what I've talked so much about, Charlotte finding me and me finding Charlotte. Those things don't happen by accident. You have, there's a destiny, if you want to call it, preordination, whatever it is. It's not important what it is. It's important that it happens, and it happens so often. The people that you end up loving and staying together with through thick and thin, those things are not accidents. You've been with those people. We were talking about this yesterday at the celebration of Charlotte's life. How many, one of the people that sent me an email about Charlotte is somebody who's very good at understanding the universe in special ways, and says that Charlotte and I have been together through countless lives, as has been the case with people. Sometimes you find that with your children. I definitely know that with my daughter. Not so sure about my son, but I do know in terms of a woman, that there has been nothing but a continuum through life. And so how is it that that happens? Why do you have to know how or why? It just is. It's not important to know the whys and the wherefores. It just is. People do a lot of, they get a lot of brain boopers trying to figure this stuff out.
Boogers?
It's just think about it and be thankful for it. Another thing to be thankful about, that people come into your life. Imagine these two people, and all they have to talk about and all they have to share, and they can spend the rest of their lives appreciating each other. What a wonderful thing to be experiencing. And I'm sure they'll be thankful for it every day for the rest of their lives.
Man, that could have turned out so many different ways.
Good for them.
Think about if they worked more directly together.
Yeah,
and
maybe the
daughter was the mother's boss
and
couldn't stand her.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hate that, Francine. Man.
Boston Marathon today. 119th running of the marathon, 26.2 miles, 34 elite athletes, 30,000 runners from 87 different countries. 1 million people will be along the race, $830,000 in prize money, 992 portable toilets, 108,000 safety pins, 28,000 bananas, 33,000 fruit cups, 35,000 gallons of water, 1.5 million paper cups. Phew. Wow. And they come through my town of Framingham. I remember for 6 years when I was working in Boston Radio, I used to drive the pace car, which was right in front of the racers. And I said to the guy who ran the marathon, "Why am I this close to these people? They're breathing the fumes." "Don't worry about that," he said as he smoked a cigar. It was one of the very interesting things. And I'm paying no attention to all the hoopla of the news media continuing to focus on what happened 2 years ago, because that was 2 years ago.
Well,
the race is today. Today's race is what's important, and nobody gives a crap about what happened two years ago.
But
what?
Look at this. Yeah, my son's birthday is April 21st, and
Happy birthday.
Thank God he wasn't born on April 20th, because that's Hitler's birthday.
Great.
So today is Hitler's birthday, the anniversary of the marathon bombing. the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing,
yeah.
the anniversary of Columbine, and it's like National Pot Day, 420.
Thing. Right. Tear it.
Well, after all of that, you'd need it.
Right. All right. In Norway, the Minister of Culture announces that a national FM radio switch-off will commence in 2 years, allowing the country to complete its transition over to digital radio. Wow. This is not good. Digital audio broadcasting is good, but turning the radio, the FM bands off provides Norwegian listeners more diverse radio channel content than ever before. It's called digital audio broadcasting. 22 national channels in Norway, as opposed to 5 FM channels. Gallup survey shows 56% of Norwegian listeners use digital radio every day. Norway is the first country in the world to set a date for FM switch off. I don't think you'll ever see that happen here. There's
nope.
too much reason not to do it. I don't like the fact that they are doing it. FM stands for what, Molly?
You know I should know this.
Yes, you should. Rachel,
free money.
What does FM stand for?
Free money. Frequency modulation.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
When I was working back in the good old days, I was on WJIB in Boston. Ding, ding. I had a young voice, but it was moderately mature. I had a decent voice, so I was the youngest guy in the air there. And we used to talk about FM meaning fine music. Fine FM, WJIB FM, fine music. Boston's fine music station.
Hey, were you on late at night?
No, actually I was. No, there in that incarnation I was, yes.
Yeah, that sounds very late at night.
Yeah, right.
Fine. Groovy guys and girls.
No, there were no groovy guys and girls. Oh. Are you kidding? Oof. Oh, my God.
What?
You think I'm geeky and nerdy. Woo.
Really?
Ah, my God. Woo.
Oh.
FM.
Did
radio.
You have groupies?
There are radio groupies.
The radio groupies that were at that station were
not so good.
Well, we had a reunion of the people that worked at the radio station last summer, I think it was, and it was an interesting thing to see how these people had all changed and developed and been. You know, they were a club unto themselves, and I was never part of the club. I went to the reunion because I just wanted to kind of see what everybody looked like, and a couple of them were eager for me to be there, but I was not. I don't like reunions because people just are weird. They change and they.
What are you doing now?
Oh. Well, they bloat too.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah,
they just everybody kind of looks like a water.
I was so uncomfortable. My 50th high school reunion was last year, and I went to it. And the first thing you saw was all the people in the class who were dead. That's what they had.
Nice.
We walk in the door. Here's a big poster of all the people who have been killed or died. And
back
it was just
for, yeah,
so
at my
uncomfortable.
20th, we had that. At my 30th, we had that. So it's not just your 50th, but.
Mm.
I've only been to one, my high school reunion, and it was incredibly creepy.
Yeah. Not, you'll next see me go, I'm not going to any more of those. But let me go back to the radio thing for a minute. No, it's okay. Because we have a poll today at DougStefan.com asking about your radio preferences. Where do you listen to the radio? You listen in your car? Do you listen at work? Do you listen at home? Do you listen while you're exercising? Where do you listen to the radio? What is there about the radio that turns you on? I think that there, you know, because I'm a radio guy, I grew up on radio, been working the radio since I was 17 years old, and it's the thread in my life. And I find it very interesting not only to acknowledge all the great radio stations that carry the program, but to find how many other places, how many other ways you can get this program. It's really kind of cool. All right, so anyway, that's our poll of the day. As you go nose around, see what else we can do. We're at your service at DougStefan.com. And speaking of that, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, with his medical intuitiveness, reading between the lines of some of the important medical stories up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and number 3030.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loves sports, music, and youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com.
13 before.
TV, the burglar deterrent.
Radio.
Okay.
Would you wait several days for yourself?
Right into all this stuff. 13 before the hour. Enough's enough. Yeah. I want to get to the heart of the matter, the root of the story, if you will. The meat of this half hour comes from Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, whose website is 818newback.com, has alternatives to some of the conventional medical information. What are you on to this week, Bruce?
Well, good morning, Doug. Let's talk about Dr. Oz. He popped up in the news again because he's in a brouhaha with the other doctors, his fellows at Columbia University, who want him removed from the faculty.
He's a quack!
Yeah, it's so the same old story.
Yep.
His detractors say he promotes products that haven't been scientifically proven. But the irony is the scientific proof that they hold as their holy standard isn't truly predictive kind of a science. It's an investigative study with an intended result, and the design of the study lending itself to that desired conclusion. And so it doesn't matter if the study is peer-reviewed or how prestigious the journal is. It's intended to get a product out on the market. But in, you know, your hallowed halls of institutionalized medicine, it's a pretty closed club, and Dr. Oz has moved himself outside of it, and so he is subject to attack. There are many fine doctors that have suffered similar fates, like Dr. Whitaker, Dr. Wolfson in Arizona. There's, you know, a whole host of them, Dr. Brzezinski. They just, you know, stopped marching in lockstep with the others and began promoting new ideas. And the new ideas that don't support Big Pharma gets them blackballed and labeled quacks. You know, is Dr. Oz a shameless salesman? Yeah, he is. But you know what, Doug? So are all the rank-and-file MDs who are shameless shills for Big Pharma in their offices every single day. It's, again, he just moved himself outside.
Yeah, you know, thank you for bringing this up. You have just said what is so true about all of these phonies who are just, it's the old AMA line, We're smarter than you. We're better than you. We know more than you. Blah, 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 blah. They do the same thing. The drug pushers go into their offices and give them bonuses for selling more of this, that, or the other brand X drug. So they are the bunch of... Oz, at least, is out there. He's not hiding it. He's not masking it. And frankly, the way the medical community is, because of Obamacare and the way the government has screwed up most of the medical care and these guys paying back their loans to go to college and stuff, everybody's got to get a little sidelined. So some of them push drugs, some of them are pushing what Oz is pushing. Come on, a bunch of phonies. Thank you, Bruce, for bringing this to everybody's attention. 818newback.com is Bruce's website. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff with us on Good Day.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And children and houses and dogs, and you know, they'll make themselves a part of something and they can talk about what they do. And what am I going to say? I killed the president of Paraguay with a fork. How have you been? I'm just thinking it'll be depressing.
Mister and the Sun by the Violent Femmes, one of the many 1980s songs that appeared in Gross Point Blank, number one movie this week in 1997. Go ahead, Richie. Have your
phone. Where have you been for 10 years?
I freaked out, joined the Army, went to visit for myself, professional killer.
Oh, do you have to do postgraduate work for that, or can you jump right in? I'm curious about that.
No, it's an open market.
Open market, that's good. Wow.
Is that your pal?
That's Cusack.
Yeah. All right. So he makes a good movie. He's kind of quirky.
Can I interject quickly?
Go. Yes, Chucker, please save us.
Okay, Gross Point Blank, that came out in 1997, right?
Right.
Number one movie, 1997.
Yep.
Did anybody think there would be a snowball's chance in you-know-what of that movie being number one in 2015?
Right, not politically correct enough.
No, it's just
it actually has actors and acting in it.
It's changed so much that I think there'd be no interest in a movie like that now.
Well, it's got a story. So what Chuck is saying, unless it's a superhero or Fast and Furious 7 or it's animated, it's not getting out of the theaters today.
As an example of that, I went to see, but I didn't stay for the whole thing, James Franco and...
True Story?
Yeah. What's the other guy's name? Jason.
Who is it?
Jonah Hill. I was appalled, but I don't know why I was appalled, because I was thinking the worst about the ending, and so I didn't stay to watch the ending of it.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have not. No, it's on about, it's not a wide release. It's a semi-wide. It's about 800 screens nationwide. It's not in my neighborhood.
No. Well, I don't, I went to watch the end of the Cowboy Riding the Bull thing. And with Eastwood's kid, it was very predictable. You know,
you walk around the theater in your bathrobe and slippers and box the popcorn and just you wander from theater to theater, just checking out all the movies.
I don't like this one. I'm out of here. I want to see what's in this one.
Oh yeah, that's what I did. Molly, you're good use of
that. When you see Scott Eastwood on the big screen, does do you immediately say Clint?
No, not really. I was interested, I mean, more than anything else, the bull part of it, because
Doug wanted to take care of the bull.
My own farm stuff, but I also have somebody who's close to me who has a bull like that, owns a bull, and I don't know that I think that it's appropriate for so it's very violent stuff. It really is. Those bulls are really nasty and violent, and this, if nothing else, you could see that.
But they make them that way. It's like pit bulls.
Yeah. No, they're horrible creatures, actually. All right, anyway, so we've got our review of Chuck has got to do the list, Richie, in a moment of the most popular movies of this past weekend, so we'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off, bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off, plus more deals added daily in your local store, and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so you boys want to pursue two things. Let's get the box office totals first before we talk about this new trailer for Superman.
All right, real quick, Furious 7, number one again, $29 million in business, $294 million in 3 weeks. This film's done $1 billion worldwide and $250 million alone in China, which is incredible.
How many more of these do you think they're going to be? They're already on to the next one, aren't they?
There's going to be at least three with the nucleus of this cast. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, $24 million to play second. That's a good opening considering the film only cost $30 million to produce, although the reviews were putrid. The horror film Unfriended placed third, $16 million. The animated Home, $10.3 came in fourth. And The Longest Ride, the movie you snuck into, Doug, placed fifth, $6.8 million.
They
did $6.8 million, but you don't count. Cause you
no, say. I don't count. I went in to see the other movie, but right. I didn't count. The Superman trailer.
Superman versus Batman trailer, Chuck. I didn't get it. Explain it to me.
It's very, very dark in tone. It's funny that I had my daughter watch it. She said, boy, Daddy, this is some really dark stuff.
You didn't have your daughter watch that,
of course,
please.
I did. She watched it three times. And then I said to myself, I've never been a fan of putting Superman and Batman in the same film, because to do that, you have to make Superman a much darker character in a much darker universe. That's not the Superman I really want to see. I'm more of a fan of what Christopher Reeve did, as in 78, with what Richard Donner did with that property brilliantly in the first two Superman movies. I'm excited to see the film, but unlike the Star Wars...
Well, what comes out of this film? Superman's going to beat up Batman? What kind of stupidity is that?
Well, Superman
actually,
is a bad
guy.
If you
watch the trailer, Batman comes across as very cruel, and he actually says, do you bleed, you will. So
yeah, no, who wants to see that?
They build Superman up to be a false god and try to take him down.
Here's my Superman music.
Forget it. I have no interest in any of that stuff at all. All right, Chucker, nice job, Chucker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.